Afternoon, I guess now.
早晨喂，午安啊，或者系。
It's good to be with you guys today.
好开心今日可以同你哋一齐。
Normally, I'd be over in English Sunday School right now, so it's good to get a chance to be with you guys.
通常咧呢个时候我应该喺英文部嘅主日学，不过今日好开心同你一齐。
And I'm excited to open the Word for you today.
咁我哋而家开始去将神嘅话带俾大家。
You know, I hear this verse a lot.
我听到以下呢段嘅经文，经常听到。
As a pastor, I often end up talking to people about their sins or issues in their life.
作为一个传道人，我经常会同其他弟兄姊妹听谈到佢哋生命嘅事，佢哋人们嘅罪。
And they look at me and they go, "Don't judge me. You're not allowed to judge me. The Bible says you shouldn't judge."
咁佢哋好多时会同我讲话，你唔好论断我。圣经都话啦，不要论断别人。
See, we look at this passage and we think that's what Jesus is saying.
我哋读呢段经文嘅时候，我哋会觉得，耶稣都系咁讲。
But I think we might be wrong.
不过我谂我哋可能解错咗啦。
When I read this passage and I read the verses that follow it,
当我读呢段经文读埋佢下面嘅时候咧，我就发觉
，It seems that Jesus, he says not to judge, and then he says, but when you judge, the measure you use will be used for yourself.
佢话你哋唔好论断，但系佢跟住咧就讲关于论断嘅呢个嘅量器。
It's nearly as though he expects us to judge, but this is a warning that as we judge, we will be judged.
似乎佢讲到话你唔系你唔好去论断或者系去讲人哋，而系当你去论断去批评嘅时候，你要注意一啲事情。
And so what he wants to do is give us some guidelines on how to judge wisely, so that we too will be judged well.
呢度似乎系俾我哋一啲嘅指引，当我哋去论断一啲事情嘅时候，我哋应该去点样做。
And so what I want to do is walk us through this passage and look at those guidelines today.
所以我哋今日咧就嚟去睇下呢啲经文，睇下耶稣俾我哋嘅指引系乜嘢。
Got it over there? Excellent. They're going to control it from the back because this isn't going to play well with me. So guys, we'll do what we did in the morning service. So the first thing we need to measure is we need to check our measurement. Jesus here says that with the measure we use, it will be measured out to us.
所以耶稣就提醒我们，当我们用什么量器量人的时候，我们自己也都给那些量器量回我们。
Now, when I thought about how to explain this to you guys, I thought of a story that's been on the news a lot recently.And if you're in the back, have the picture, you can bring it up there for me.
当我想到怎样 去跟大家讲解这段的时候，我想到一个故事，就是当你的事情，不是故事。
Please pause for technical difficulties.
Okay.
All right, you want to go back to my third slide? Yeah, that's where we want to be. You know, it's never a good Sunday until something interesting happens to you from the pulpit.
有时要等有趣嘅事情发生嘅。
The pastor who trained me, he taught me that I needed to be prepared to preach, pray, or die at all times.
教导我嗰位牧者教我要preach,
pray.
祈祷、讲道同埋，
或者
会你会死。
But good, we're back to my story. So the story I wanted to tell you, it's been on the news recently, and the reason it's been on the news is The Chicago Cubs won the World Series last week of baseball.
最近一個故事呢就是芝加哥的小狼隊呢他們贏了這個冠軍。
Now normally that wouldn't be news, somebody wins every year, but in Chicago it's news because it's been 108 years since they won the World Series.
因為小狼隊這個棒球隊呢其實都不是什麼新聞，但是他們108年之後才再贏到這個冠軍。
So it's been a long wait for their fans.
對他們的球迷來說是等待了很久。
They could have won a number of years ago, but there's a story that's told of this guy. His name is Steve Bartman.
其實這個小狼隊呢應該是早一點之前應該都已經贏了冠軍，但是就因為這位球迷。
And the story goes, they were going to win the World Series. They were going to get into the World Series for the first time in a long time.
他們當時呢就差不多進入這個決賽的了應該。
And as they played, one of the players hit the ball and it went towards Steve Bartman and he reached out to catch it, like you do at a baseball game, except he knocked the ball foul. And so the play went on, the player was declared not out, and they lost the game.
咁當呢一球呢就係、有一個擊球者嘅碰到嘅界外球。咁呢個球呢就跳到去觀眾嗰度。咁通常呢球賽呢啲觀眾呢會準備去接就嚟出界嘅波嘅。咁呢個 Bart Steeman 呢Steve Bartman 他就準備想接這個球但他接不到影響了接球的防守球員令到那個球呢就他們輸了
Now because of this he was hated in Chicago
因此呢整個芝加哥的人都很憎他
In fact somebody actually was willing to pay someone money to kill him There was a price on his head
有人甚至買兇要殺他
it was so bad that he actually had to leave the city and change his name
情況差到咧，佢要去離開個城市，隱名換姓。
That's how bad the other fans wanted to hurt him.
就係咁差啦，啲球迷憎佢憎到咁嘅程度。
And the silly thing is, everybody at the baseball game tries to catch the ball, so it could have been any of the fans.
但係奇怪嘅就係，啲球迷點解咁憎佢？因為個個坐喺企喺嗰度嘅球迷都會搶呢啲波嘅。
It wasn't fair.If they had tried to catch the ball, they would have said, oh, it was an accident, but they put it on him.
這個事情對這個 Steve Bartman 是很不公平因為個個都會這樣做。
So here Jesus is saying, we have to be fair in our measurements. We have to treat people as we would want to be treated. We have to use a fair measurement.
所以耶穌就在這裡教導我們要公平。我們想人家怎樣對我們,我們也都怎樣對人家。
So we need to check our measurement.
The 我們要檢查自己的量器。
That's the first thing we need to check is we're checking ourselves. Let's check our measurement.
第一件事我們要檢視自己就是檢查自己的量器怎樣 check 到去度人家
Now Jesus goes on from here with a second point and as I was thinking about this I thought about examples from my own life that could illustrate this.
進入第二點的時候我想到自己生命都有些故事可以跟大家分享
If you guys want to go to my next slide there. So how many of you guys have been on an airplane lately? Or at all in the last couple of years?
你哋最近呢一兩年有冇邊位搭過飛機啊
？Yeah, some of you. How many of you actually listen to the stewardess as she's doing that safety briefing? You know, telling you where all the exits are and all that.
有冇人真係去聽嗰啲空中小姐同你講解空中安全啊？指俾你聽出路喺邊度？有冇人認真去聽嘅
？I think most of us just sleep through that.
咁多數我哋都可能係遊魂嘅嗰陣時係。
But if you listen as she's talking about the air masks and the life preservers.
咁當空中服務員去講解點樣去用個氧氣面罩嘅時候咧
，She gives you some advice, which is to make sure that you're okay before you try and help anyone else.
佢會知道大家你先確定自己係戴好呢個氧氣罩，先去幫助其他人。
So there's this idea of checking on yourself. I've got another example there.
就係咁嘅意思，當你係我哋係要保證自己睇清楚自己先。
So this comes from an earlier phase in my own life. Some of you might know that when I was in university, I studied molecular biology and biochemistry.
依樣係我當我以前我嘅工作成日見到嘅。我以前係做呢個生物化學嘅。
Which means I spent a lot of time in a lab.
即係話我好多時都會喺實驗室裏邊工作。
And in the lab we have this. It's called an emergency shower.
依樣咧就喺我嘅實驗室裏邊，佢個名咧就係叫做緊急嘅花灑。
And the idea is that as you're working, if chemicals spill on someone around you, you grab them, you push them into that shower, and you pull the handle and water, cold water dumps on them.
個作用係，若果同你一齊做嘢嘅人，佢俾化學藥品淋咗喺身，咁你就可以推佢入呢個花灑裏邊，用好多個水去沖佢。
The idea is to get the chemicals off them.
當然係洗淨佢身上面嘅化學品啦。
But again, if you work in a lab, the first rule you're given is that you check yourself first to make sure you didn't get hit by the chemicals before you try and help anyone else.
但當然第一樣原則就係你首先確定自己係冇俾化學藥品去整親，然後你先去幫助其他人去清洗佢身上嘅。
In both these examples, the same thing applies. You need to check yourself. You need to make sure that you are okay before you try and help anyone else.
剛才那兩個例子都說明我們是必須去看清楚自己是妥當的，然後才去幫助別人。
As Jesus teaches this, he uses an example from his own life as a carpenter.
當耶穌繼續去教導的時候，他用自己的作為木匠的一生來作為例子。
He says, if you're working in a carpentry shop and you get a plank in your eye,
他說到如果你在木牆裏面工作，即係鋸木嘅廠地方工作，咁你可能會有啲木碎走入眼。
You don't say to your friend, "Let me help remove the sawdust from yours."
你唔會同你嘅朋友講話，等我去整走你嘅木碎先。
So it's the same principle. We check. If you go to our next slide, you'll see it. You check your own state first. We need to make sure that we're seeing clearly before we try and help anybody else see, because otherwise you might do more harm than good.Imagine trying to help someone.
所以你必须去睇自己嘅情况，你自己系咪是否妥当咧，先至去尝试去帮助其他人。
And you have a plank in your own eye, but you're trying to take little things out of theirs.
如果你眼里边有梁木 plank，
yeah，
梁木嘅话，你唔会就咁去整走佢。
So we need to check our own state.
我哋必须要睇自己嘅情况。自己是不是妥当？
The third piece of advice Jesus gives us is that we need to check our audience.
第三样就是耶稣提我们去看看我们所讲的对象是哪些人。
So I brought an example for you. I found this online earlier in the week.
我在这里拿了个例子，从这个互联网拿到的。
So this is Jasper.
这只狗的名叫 Jasper.
And He found his owner's lunch money here, and he decided to eat it.
咁佢發現佢嘅主人嗰個午餐嘅錢嗰張銀紙，但係佢搣爛咗，佢整爛咗，咬爛咗。
It's not a good audience for money. You don't give money to your dog.
所以你要睇清楚你嘅對象係邊，你唔會將銀紙俾只狗。
Although if any of you have a dog, you know that it might as well eat your money.
如果你有隻狗，你就知道嘅，佢可能你俾佢，佢會咬爛嘅。
Jesus says that we need to listen and make sure that our audience will be receptive to what we have to say when we're judging them.
耶稣提醒我们，当我们去给一些评语的人的时候，要看清楚那些人会不会听。
He says otherwise they might not listen to us, and at worst they might actually attack us.
如果对象不对的时候，他们不会听，甚至会反击。
And interestingly enough, he uses words specifically that say,You don't try to judge people outside of the faith community.
在这里特别就是、我们不应该去将、评语在这个信仰团体以外的人。
So we need to check our audience and make sure they'll be receptive to what we have to say.
我们应该去看清楚我们的对象是谁，在我们去、尝试去给意见人的时候。
Otherwise, at best, we're wasting our time. At worst, we're putting ourselves at risk.
否则我们只是浪费自己的时间，甚至会可能被人家攻击回。
Next, Jesus turns and he talks about judging how to ask for things from God.
跟着耶稣就改变，跟着就转变，就问、关于我们祈求的事情。
And he provides that verse, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened.
耶稣在这里说，你们祈求就得着，你们寻找就寻见，叩门就叩你们开门。
Now we need to talk about this for a minute, because many people get this verse wrong.
我们要讲多点这里，因为很多人呢误解了这样。
They read, ask and you shall receive, and they decide to ask for $1 million, thinking God will give it to them.
祈求就得着嘛，咁我祈求100万，咁应该都可以啦。
But God gives us what's good for us.
但是神是只是给对我们最好的事。
Jesus here provides an example for us. It's like a parent.
在这里耶稣就给一个例子作为父母亲的例子。
So many of you are parents or watch children.
你们当中有很多是父母亲去看着你的幼你们婴孩子们。
And you know, sometimes they come to you and say, I'm hungry.
小孩子有时会走去你身边问哇 我很痛饿啊我们。
And so you give them something good to eat, like bread.
於是乎你就會俾最好嘅好似好食嘅食物俾你啲細路。
But sometimes you know they come to you and say I'm hungry.
但有時佢哋雖然話嚟到呢度話，哦，我好肚餓啊。
And what they really want is what's on my next slide.
但其實佢嚟到咧，只係想要呢啲糖果。
That's right. They want the rest of their Halloween candy.
就係佢哋可能喺鬼王廁所攞翻嚟嘅糖果。
But as a parent, you might say, "No, dinner is in a few minutes."
咁明顯地咧，你可能同佢講唔得啊，就嚟食飯啦，唔好食糖啦。
Or I already gave you candy today.
今朝咪俾咗糖你哋食咯。
We know because we are older.
我哋大啲嘅，佢大啲嘅時候就會知道。
You can't eat candy all the time. It's not good for you.
唔可以成日食糖，因為對身體唔好。
In the same way, God provides for us what is good for us, not necessarily what we want.
同樣地，神俾我哋係。最好的不是我们所想要的。
So here Jesus says we need to check our ask.
所以耶稣在这里就提我们要检视看清楚我们要想求的是什么。
Are we asking for the right things, the things that we need?
我们想追求问耶稣要的问神要的是正确的。
Or rather the things that we just want.
还是只是我们自己想要的。
We need to be judging that.
我们要需要检视自己这些事。
Now, so we need to do these things. We need to check these things. Jesus provides us with an overall statement, I think, that sums all of this up. In English, we call this next verse the golden rule.
在这里我们就作为一个总一个归纳，咁以后有个经文呢，就可以作为一个金科玉律。
And what he says is, you need to do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
就是，所以，你们愿意人家怎样待你们，你们也都要怎样去待人。
Now you'll notice he doesn't add anything to that.
耶稣没有再在这句金句里后面再加一些东
西。He doesn't say, unless they've hurt you in the past.
他没有说，除了那些人以前对你衰的你就不用这样做了。
Or he doesn't say unless you can do better if you don't.
不要说如果你这样做你就好了是好人了他没有这样
说。He says no matter what the circumstances you need to do to others what you would want done to you.
耶稣是说无论在什么情况你们都要人家你想人家怎么待你你就怎么待人。
Even if you know they might not treat you the same way.
甚至你知道對方不會以好報來報回你你都仍然這樣做
says you need to check your heart.
所以你要查看你自己的心
I think that draws together the rest of these statements
所以就歸納到以下這樣了
As we check our heart we determine if we're being fair
我們檢查我們自己的心的時候我們就知道自己是不是公平
As we check our heart we determine if we are seeing clearly or not
我们查看自己心的时候我们就知道自己是不是看得清楚。
As we check our hearts, we determine whether or not our audience is one that will hear us.
我们查看我们的心我们就知道我们所去给意见的对象是不是正确。
As we check our hearts, we ask ourselves, is this something that is good for me, that is good for the kingdom of God, or rather just something I want?
查看我们自己心的时候我们就知道我们祈求的是神所给我愿意给我们最好的还是只是我们自己希望得到一些自私的东西
So here Jesus provides for us the key to all judging which is to check our own hearts
耶稣在这里就给最重要的去给评语别人的事就是检查你自己的心
Now when I preach this series on the English side I often end with a story from the early church
当我去给讲道系列的时候做最尾呢我通常是给一个 story 一个故事的作为结束
and I wanted to do that today for you guys as well
同样地今天我都想做一样讲一个故事
and so I decided to tell you the story of Telemachus
我想讲一个关于一位叫做
Telemachus
嘅事。
Telemachus is a saint of God. He lives in East Asia in about 400 AD.
Telemachus 是一位在这个主后四百年左右住在亚洲的一个圣人。
And he's a monk living in a monastery.
他是一个修士住一个修道院。
But he's a curious person. He likes to interact with people and learn new things and go new places.
他很喜欢新奇的事，他喜欢与人交往，去学一些新的事物。
And one day as he's praying, he thinks he hears God telling him he needs to go to Rome.
有一天当他祈祷的时候，他听到神叫他去罗马啦。
To the very center of the empire.
去到这个帝国的中心啦。
And so being a curious person, he's very excited and he goes to Rome.
作为一个很好奇的人，他就很期望去到这个罗马啦。
And on the day he enters Rome, he sees a great crowd marching towards the arena.
当他去到罗马的时候，他就遇到一大群人，他们那群人正去罗马的竞技场。
And being very curious, he gets swept up into this crowd and goes along with them.
他很好奇，就跟着人群一起去了。
To see what's going to happen.
看看究竟发生什么事。
As he reaches the arena, all of a sudden he realizes to his horror what's going to go on.
当他去到竞技场，他就很惊惶，因为看到所看到的东西。
See, the Romans had recently conquered another group of people called the Goths.
当时刚刚罗马人呢征服了另外一批人叫 Goths 的一些族人。
And they'd taken prisoners, and they were now going to make these prisoners fight in gladiatorial games.
咁罗马人呢就将他们捉回来的战俘呢摆入这个竞技场，要他们互相的去厮杀。
And so Telemachus watched in horror as they gave the emperor the traditional gladiatorial salute.We who are about to die salute you.
咁呢啲Telemachus 就好惊怕，因为佢睇到呢啲嘅厮杀。
And he watched as they began to fight each other, and as the crowd cheered with bloodlust, as they began to bash at each other and cut with their swords.
呢啲战俘就互相去为自己生命去互相嘅打，用剑去好多血，好多嘅流。
So as he checked his own heart, he realized he had to do something.
Telemachus 见到咁嘅情况，佢就问自己嘅心：我需要做一啲事。
And so he got up.
所以佢就站起来。
And he cried out, "In the name of Christ, stop!"
大声话：奉主嘅名，我要你哋停止啊！
And no one listened to him.
冇人听佢讲。
And so he ran down into the arena, onto the floor, and pushed on one of the gladiators, saying, "In the name of Jesus, stop!"
咁佢哋跑落去个竞技场，拱开其中一个嘅战士，叫大声话：你哋要停啊！
And the crowd laughed at him, thinking this was a joke that was being put on.
啲群众就嘲笑佢，话佢一个笑话嚟嘅，一个傻佬咁样。
And one of the gladiators pushed him aside with his sword or shield, knocking him down.
其中一个战斗罗马嘅战士就用佢嘅盾牌拱开佢。
Telemachus, he got back up and he rushed to another gladiator, pleading, "In the name of Jesus, stop!"
Telemachus 起翻身，就走到去另外一个罗马嘅人，叫佢：你要停止啊，停止啊！
Time after time, he would get knocked down, and he would get back up, running to them, pleading with the crowd, "In the name of Christ, in the name of Jesus, stop this!"
有一次又一次，佢被嗰啲警卫推低，又起身。叫大声叫他们停止，向人群，向那些战士。
Eventually, one of the gladiators grew tired with this and took his sword and stabbed Telemachus.
其中一个罗马的战士就很厌烦，这个 Telemachus 就一刀刉落去。
And this small monk collapsed to the ground, dead in the arena with the sword in him.
这个修士就跌倒在地下。
It's said that as he collapsed, the entire stadium went quiet as the crowd stared at this lonely monk.
但系亦都好奇妙，当 Telemachus 佢跌低嘅时候，整个竞技场嘅人群都静晒。
And that one by one in silence, people began to leave.
竞技场里边嘅人一个一个嘅离开。
Until only the gladiators were left.
最后剩翻罗马呢啲看守嘅战士喺度。
And then they left in silence.
最后甚至佢哋都离开，静默地离开。
Telemachus had judged that these games were wrong.
Telemachus 喺呢度係一個評論呢啲咁嘅殘忍嘅事係唔啱嘅。
And checking his heart, he knew he had to stop them.
佢檢查過自己嘅心，知道呢啲事係應該要被停止嘅。
And he did.
而佢亦都作出行為。
Because later that week, the emperor released a decree saying that in the name of Jesus Christ, all gladiatorial games in the empire would stop.
引致到後來羅馬嘅國王咧，亦都出咗個旨，話因主嘅名，呢啲競技呢啲就要停止啦。
One monk checking his own heart changed an empire.
一位嘅修士檢查過自己嘅心，作出嘅行動就改變咗整個嘅帝國。
That's what Jesus calls us to. That when we check our own hearts, when we make our judgments correctly, we can change the world.
耶穌就係咁教導我哋。當我哋真係查看過自己嘅心，去作出評論嘅時候，我哋正確嘅可以去改變世界。
That's my prayer for you this week. That is, you go out into the world, you check your hearts, and you change the world around you.
所以我喺度提醒大家。当我哋出翻去世界嘅时候，经常检查自己嘅心，我哋可以改变世界。
Let's pray.
我让我哋祈祷。
Lord, we